and welcome to Best Laid Plans. This is your host, Sarah Hart Unger, and this is the podcast where we talk all things planning and planning adjacent. Today, I'm going to be talking about some paper planner reviews for the first time in a while, so excited to get into that. But I wanted to open up the show with a couple of follow-up notes and housekeeping from some tips you guys sent in. You are the best, by the way. I feel like I've been getting more and more emails from you or voice messages, and every time I get one, I learn something new. People are always surprised when I haven't heard of every single planner brand, but I 100% assure you I have not heard of every single planner. There are just so many out there. So keep them coming. If you have a review request, a guest you think that would be fantastic on Best Laid Plans, definitely let me know. But first, we're going to get into our follow-up. So number one, for the listener who wrote in, I believe it was 2 weeks ago, last week was the medical provider episode, but the week prior, there was a listener interested in a planner with a schedule and tasks on the left-hand page and a notes page on the right. And she was also interested in custom planners. And so you guys had some really useful things to help this listener, and I wanted to share them. First of all, a big oversight in the planners that exist already with that layout is the Passion Planner Daily. I always forget about Passion Planner, and I don't know why that is. I personally find their layout just a little bit darker and busier than I prefer as a user, and maybe that's why. But let me tell you, Passion Planner has a diehard following. So many people use their products for years on end, and they have some really unique and fun aspects of them that I can see the appeal despite my initial comments. So Passion Planner Daily is a great option with a notes page on the right. I believe it's often dot grid and the left hand with schedule and to do. And so definitely check that out. In addition, people pointed out that you can purchase a lot of homemade, I don't know about if it's homemade, but small business planner sheets and PDFs and templates on Etsy. So either you can have someone print them for you on Etsy and ship to them, or they can send you the digital content. But so much custom stuff can be done on Etsy if you're not interested in making them yourself, which is what the person was asking about. But then if you are interested in learning to make your own templates, I had a listener write in who actually owns a business where she teaches women to make printables. And her name is Lindsay Ashworth, and her business is A Touch of LA. And she actually mentioned that she even has a course coming up where you can learn to do that. I'm not affiliated with Lindsay. I've never worked with her personally, but it definitely sounds cool. And I'll link to that in the show notes. That's atouchofla.com/learn to find out how you can take her course to make your own printables, either for selling or for personal use. All right. The second follow-up note is just one that made my heart sing. I'm not going to share this person's name, but it just was a lovely comment that came after the Screen Time heart-to-heart episode that I wanted to share with all of you. So I will read it. Hi, Sarah. Thank you for sharing your thoughts on Screen Time. I have not had any social media for about 10 years, but I was still finding myself on the phone reading over 20 blogs, watching YouTube videos, and reading the news for too much time. I was under the impression that by not having social media, I didn't have a problem with screen time, but I was wrong. After listening to your episode, I deleted Feedly, YouTube, New York Times, and all streaming apps, and set a screen time limit on my browser. It's been a week, and I can honestly say I don't miss it. I'm more focused at work and engaged with my kids at home. I can still get a YouTube workout video on my laptop, but I'm logged out, so I can't scroll the things I used to watch. Most importantly, I'm feeling less scattered and I'm reading more because that is the only thing left for me to do on my phone. I'm not sure what my plan for the future is at this point because I do miss meal plan inspiration from the food blogs I follow, but I will minimize that list when I bring Feedly back into my life. Over the many years of following your blog, before Annabelle was born, that's my now 11-year-old, you have helped me get my life together in a multitude of ways. I've converted a few friends to paper planners and would be lost without mine. Thank you for this content and the gentle way you show us all we can make choices with our time. I think I might have cried after I read that comment. Just so kind. And sometimes I don't know if what I'm doing here is as meaningful as my quote unquote real job. But when I get an email like this, I'm like, no, I'm on the right track. Both are really important. And I'm just so glad that this helped this listener in this way. And I hope it has helped some others who are listening right now too, to hear her story. All right. So now we are going to get into the review segment of this episode. And I'm going to begin with the productivity planner. So the productivity planner was, I didn't know about it. It was sent to me by a listener and also Best Laid Plans Academy member, Marissa. She uses a 1-3-5 goal setting system, which I had to learn about, and I'll actually link to a life hack post about what that is. But the 1-3-5 rule is designed around the reality that you don't often hit all of your daily goals, but will most likely get at least one thing done. And I'm reading this from Lifehacker. To help you achieve that objective, you set up your to-do list with one big thing that you plan to do, then you add 3 medium things and 5 small things. So she wanted a planner that followed this structure, or at least kind of came close to the ability to follow this structure. And she, I think, wanted some features that the Full Focus Planner offers, but was looking for some alternatives. And she came across the Productivity Planner by a company called Intelligent Change. Now, this company, I had actually heard of the 5-Minute Journal that is also made by this company, but I had not seen this planner before. And so I decided I needed to order it to do a review and some investigation, because you guys know I really do enjoy the Full Focus Planner. I love the concept. I love the layouts. I love the material. And this one seemed like it had some similarities. And I wanted to see, for people who like Full Focus and maybe wanted to look at alternatives as well, whether people might be interested. So I went ahead and bought it. And the short answer is I do think this will be, it's appealing enough that I may give it a try for a few months, like actually using it to just get a better feel for it, even than just this review. Like, I find the layout appealing. I don't know personally if the daily layout is as functional for me as the Full Focus Planner layouts are, but I can see how somebody who's doing the 1-3-5 system would really, really love this planner. Okay, so we're going to do a little bit of a walkthrough and an overview. I purchased the quarterly edition, and that is $35. And I can't remember whether shipping was free. I don't think it was. I think you had to reach a higher total than I reached to get free shipping. So $35 plus taxes and shipping, depending where you are. They also have a $30 edition that is very similar from what it looks like, but it's a little smaller because it doesn't have as much quarterly goal content and as much kind of guidance. Because this one actually has a fair amount of like examples and kind of walkthrough stuff. And I could see how maybe if you've used this planner for a while, or maybe if you keep your longer term goal setting somewhere else, you might not need all those pages in here. So I think it's great that they offer both options. They don't have a spiral binding option, which is too bad, because I personally, when I do use Full Focus, I like to use the spiral bound so I can just have one side up on my desk to save real estate. And also because I don't necessarily want anybody coming up to me to be able to see what's on my notes page necessarily. So I like to be able to flip it back and forth depending on what I want to be visible to myself as well. So if I was going to have some other option for this one, I might suggest that in future editions, they come up with a spiral. I think maybe they were going for a more kind of, well, Full Focus as well. This one has a very luxe and professional look to it. It has kind of a cloth bound cover. It looks like a kind of fancier hardback book if it was on your shelf, and it's gray. I think all of the quarterly editions ones are gray. Maybe they also came in black, and I apologize. I didn't look that up, but this one is gray, and it does have 2 ribbons in place, one yellow one and one gray one, which you could then use to mark your goals page and then the day where you are. So that's definitely useful. And I think it's A5 size. Let's see. I'm going to put it next to this Erin Condren here. It's probably a little bit bigger than that, actually. So I'm going to say probably 8.5 vertically. And this is 7, probably 8.5 by 6-ish. So, you know, not far from A5, but maybe a little bit bigger. It is pretty heavy. The paper quality, I guess, is decent. So it is not like a flimsy little thing to carry in hand. I think it might be similar or slightly heavier than the Full Focus Planner. And I'm going to open it up. Sorry, this isn't on video, but I think the walkthrough still can be helpful. And it starts with a number of kind of explanatory pages. I don't know. I never know whether I really want these pages in a planner itself versus just available in like a little insert. But again, I can't fault them too much since they also have an edition that doesn't include these pages. So I guess this one is for people who want all of them. But, you know, there's information about setting goals and smart tools, etc. And then there are some quarterly planning pages where you get to kind of decide what your main goals are for the quarter or quintile, depending on what you want. And then there are 7 goals pages for the quarter, which are labeled like your first rock, your second rock. And they ask you what's important about them, and you can fill all that out. The paper, it's fine. I didn't find it offensive. I didn't notice a ton of show through. It feels a little bit less thick than what is used in Full Focus. And I didn't feel that the paper had a super luxe feel to it. It wasn't smudgy. It wasn't offensive. But I wasn't like falling in love with the paper specifically. But it's not like a deal breaker either. The paper is, I would say, fine. Then there's some stuff about Stephen Covey. There is stuff from Tim Ferriss. It's a little scattered in terms of, you know, they're providing a lot of different information from a lot of different productivity scholars in that world. And, you know, a lot of them don't always have the same suggestions. Sometimes there's contradictory information and they included a lot. So again, this is the quarterly version. And if I were going to use this long term, my guess is that I'd be more into the more streamlined version that doesn't have all these pages. Then there's a habit tracker with an example habit tracker filled out by them on the left. And then on the right, you get to fill it out yourself. I'm not sure if that's in all the planners. I could have done without the example. But then again, maybe some people haven't used a habit tracker before. And this is a really elaborate, like, monthly grid habit tracker. I don't tend to like to use these. I find these too much pressure. I like to track habits on a lesser time scale, like just the day or maybe the week. But for those who like to track over the course of the month, I can see how this would be great. Their monthly calendar looks a lot like the Full Focus. It's blank. This is an undated product. And so you would fill in your dates, and then there's space for notes as well as highlights and priorities. And there are 3-month layouts provided, which makes sense because this is a quarterly planner. And then you get into your weekly planning, and you have just one little page that kind of has an overview for the week. It says highlights. This would not serve as like a calendar management type planner whatsoever. So you'd either need to be a Google Calendar or other digital calendar user, or you would have to have a separate weekly paper planner that was more set up in a calendar layout, because I don't think this would be sufficient for most people to actually track what's going on. Plus, since it's undated, it would be easy to kind of lose stuff. So I wouldn't recommend it for that purpose. But if you're someone who really struggles with deciding what's important and prioritizing for the week, this walks you through very specifically, you know, what are going to be your priorities for the week. And then there are the daily planning pages, which are in that 1-3-5 layout. So you have a space for gratitude, a space for your most important task, and then little 30-minute blocks so you can track how much time different things are taking. And then 2 secondary tasks, and then 2 additional tasks. So that was the 1-3-5 system, a little space for highlight, little space where you check off your habits tracker, a rating of the day, and then an hourly layout that goes from 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. in little half hour chunks so you can track your time that way. My pet peeve is I always prefer these start a little bit earlier, like 5, because I do stuff early in the morning that I want to count on my little planner layout. And then there is a notes page on the right that has a quote on top, and then on the bottom, a little days remaining in the quarter note. And then that basically repeats throughout. And there's not a lot of goal setting content kind of embedded within. I think there's one little refresher midway. And then at the end, there's a bunch of stuff that kind of leads you through a quarterly review. There's not a lot of blank notes pages. There's like, I say, 8 dot grid pages for notes. And this is going to be very nitpicky, but I find this dot grid a little, like the dots are a little dark. It would annoy me, but that's probably just me. And then finally, there are some references at the end. And it's kind of weird because they only list 2 references. But then in the beginning of the book, there's all these other authors mentioned. So I'm kind of surprised they didn't include all of those, you know, Tim Ferriss's work, et cetera, since they have a whole page on Tim Ferriss's too. So I think this planner is very interesting. I think it's fantastic if you follow the 1-3-5 system, because how cool is that to then have a structured planner following that system? I think it's really great for people who are trying to incorporate some kind of Pomodoro method into their day where you're doing little blocks of time, because this actually has space to track 30-minute blocks of time of getting stuff done. I think this planner for me would be good on a podcasting work day, but not so great for a more structured work day or a weekend day. And there are daily pages for every day, which I think is good. I don't really love when planners skip or like don't do justice to Saturday and Sunday, because a lot of us have lots of stuff going on there. Even if it's more home and kid related stuff, it's still stuff that deserves planning and organizing and thinking through. But yeah, the 1-3-5 layout doesn't necessarily work for everyone, I guess, depending on what you're doing. Like, I don't know what an ER doctor, for example, would put in there. Like, most important tasks, secondary tasks. There's all this real estate for that. And they're like, no, I'm just seeing all my patients. Like, I'm not entirely sure. I kind of prefer the open-ended just to-do list of the full focus, I guess, in that way. But again, if you're living a more unstructured life and you're struggling with your goal setting or prioritizing and you want to track how much time you're spending on different things, I think this would be fantastic. And actually, that would probably fit a lot of knowledge work jobs, maybe in law or things like accounting or, you know, plenty of other fields, science, for example, or even like in school, graduate school or college. So I think this is a really fun product and a really interesting alternative to the full focus if you're looking for a daily book with some productivity guidance. And I would recommend this. I don't know that it's like the first one on my list to use personally, but I definitely see that it has value and I'd be interested in checking out their version that's a little bit more streamlined, as well as their 5-minute journal, since I have heard of that. So maybe I'll order that in the future and talk about that. So if you use the Productivity Planner by Intelligent Change and you want to let me know what you love or don't love about it, then I would love to hear it. I can share it with everybody else. Otherwise, you can check out their offerings at intelligentchange.com. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then I'm going to talk to you a little bit about Erin Condren and their offerings this year. Today's episode is sponsored in part by Factor. Factor is sponsoring this episode with an awesome discount code, PLANS50, to give you 50% off your first month and 20% off the next. Know that trying out our sponsors helps keep the show going, and I think this is a great one to give a try, especially if you have a hectic season coming up, and I know many of us do. Factor sends fresh, never frozen, chef-crafted, ready-to-eat meals directly to your door. I absolutely love them for nutritious lunch options or a super easy dinner on a night when everyone needs to eat in shifts. There's nothing to prepare, and the meals are really good. Think premium ingredients like shrimp, truffle butter, and broccolini. You can use Factor when and how you need it. You get to customize your weekly meals, and you can pause or reschedule deliveries to meet your needs. And I love that they are celebrating Earth Day this month with a special Earth Month badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. Head to factormeals.com/plans50 and use code PLANS50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code PLANS50 at factormeals.com/plans50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Today's episode is brought to you in part by Jenni Kayne. I love Jenni Kayne, and I hope you love shopping there to support the show. When you do, visit JenniKayne.com and use code PLANS for 15% off your first order. We are now well into spring, and there's no better time to shop for beautiful cotton sweaters that can take us right into the next season. And definitely take a look at their dresses. They have so many pretty ones. I'm obsessed with the day dress. It's so classic and versatile. Plus, everything in their collection is designed so intentionally that you can style pieces together without a second thought. All of their sweaters and tops pair with jeans, work pants, and more, and can be styled to fit practically any occasion. Find your new spring uniform at JenniKayne.com. Our listeners get 15% off your first order when you use code PLANS at checkout. That's 15% off your first order at JenniKayne.com. Promo code PLANS. Let getting dressed be one less thing to worry about. All right, I am back, and we are going to talk about Erin Condren and the Erin Condren Life Planner. Now, Erin Condren as a company has gone through some change over the years. We all know that Erin Condren herself is not really formally involved in the company. In fact, a lot of people call it EC or EC Designs rather than Erin Condren itself, but the branding still has the full name on it. And I'm used to referring to it as Erin Condren, so you'll probably hear me call it that. I guess I'll first share my history with Erin Condren. I have been using their products on and off for many, many years. I think my planner muse, Vicky, might have been the first person to let me know about Erin Condren way back in like 2011 or something like that. And they're also a planner I have always turned to when things get really, really busy and I find myself overwhelmed by a daily layout like you find in the Hobonichi. They have some really interesting layouts, including a vertical 3-box weekly layout that many people love. And I'm telling you, if there was a postpartum planner, that's probably what I would choose. It's just like not too much space. It's not overwhelming. You can devote a whole box to baby stuff. I used to put all my pumping volumes in one of the boxes. there's a lot of place to share memories or, I mean, record memories, et cetera. So I love it for that. And now when I purchase the Erin Condren Life Planner, I'm generally choosing their hourly layout, which is more of a calendar management tool in addition to having lots of goal setting and kind of memory recording space. So they do their launch every year around kind of like the April, May timeframe. And they're typically releasing the planners that are coming out in July, or not coming out in July, but they begin in July, which, I mean, I kind of wish they were a calendar year company like everything else. But at the same time, since I often buy a Hobonichi for the calendar year and then feel ready for something new by mid-year, maybe it actually works out for the best. And you can definitely purchase a January through December calendar or planner from Erin Condren, as well as an 18-month version if that's your jam, although that one gets a little big and hefty. And I know I'm always going to be ready for a new planner by the end of 12 months. So I've never bought their 18-month version, but they do have it. And it probably is a little bit more cost-effective as well, if you don't mind carrying something a little bit larger around. So their launch is in the spring and the pages start in July. And every year they have a few different designs that they come up with. In recent years, there's been kind of one flagship, kind of colorful design, one floral design, and then one more neutral design. And I typically tend towards the flagship, or sometimes if there's like a neutral version of the main design, I usually choose that. This year, I was absolutely struck by the Inspire design, which is designed by an artist whose brand goes by Etta V. Very colorful, a lot of like abstract swirls of paint kind of a look. And when I saw it on their website, I was like, yep, that's the one I want. So that is what I chose for this year. And the cool thing is you can choose any one of those design options with really any of the covers, different coil options, including a kind of funky looking rainbow coil option for this year. And then one of three layouts in the bigger size. And I think two layouts in the A5 size. So I'm not going to go into every single option because you can find that all on their website. But I ended up choosing the regular size, which is 7 inches by 9 inches. I chose the vertical hourly layout, as I mentioned, the Inspire interior, which is the Etta V design, beautiful kind of rainbow swirl color layout. I picked a snap-in vegan leather cover, which I'm going to talk about, and a gold coil, which raised the price by $10, but I thought it would look pretty, and I got to say it does. My initials, SHU, are embossed on the cover, and I have to say the whole package looks very, very pretty. And I'm going to do a little bit of a walkthrough. And I also have to say, so this year, you guys know, I've been using various weekly planners, currently a Sterling Ink 6-month weekly planner that's very compact and it has a really nice layout and I like the paper. And I also have an Erin Condren monthly goal setting kind of notebook, which is their monthly planner, which is basically kind of the monthly pages from their life planner. So you have a dashboard, you have some notes pages and a calendar, but then just notes in between each of the months. And that's been great for keeping track of lists and goals. But as I received this, I thought to myself, you know, I think there's actually enough room in this thing that I could combine and have my weekly planner be this and also have pretty much all of my goal setting stuff in here. Because having now experimented with my own, you know, way of doing my goals lists, I don't find that I necessarily have enough to fill an entire book. I have my annual goals. I have my list for each quintile. I have a few other collections and stuff, but as I'll talk about, this has a good amount of notes pages in it. So the only thing I have going against it is that I like to have my goals in the calendar year format. And this, the one that I purchased, goes from July to June, but certainly that could be altered in the future. So I'm kind of excited about this. And I think at some point, it may become kind of like a 2-in-1 for me, which is great because that's one less book to carry around. You might say, Sarah, are you really carrying around your goal setting planner and your weekly planner and your daily notebook? And honestly, the answer a lot of times is yes. They all fit in my work bag. My work bag is not even that heavy. Like, I don't know. I don't walk places, as I've noticed. I think if I were walking 3 miles to work, then this might be an issue. But since I'm just hauling it into my car and then from the parking lot to my office, it doesn't bother me, but yes, I'm often carrying those three. I don't always carry the goal planner, but like if it's a Friday or I'm doing like more reflective work, then I do like to have it with me. And combining these two into one would make me a little bit more streamlined. So I will admit I'm considering that for the future. Okay, so doing a little bit of a walkthrough. There's a ruler snapped to the front. So all Erin Condren life planners come with a plastic snap-in ruler. And I have this one stuck on the front, which is nice because I'm often actually, to be honest, I kind of want it handy because sometimes I draw layouts that use a ruler in my notebook. And this way I would always know where my ruler is. I can usually find my ruler, but the fact that it would just kind of like always be there as a backup would be nice. When you open it up, there is a gorgeous vellum page decorated with the Inspire theme. But first, I want to mention the cover. So they changed the cover significantly. Previously, when you bought the vegan leather cover, it was not a snap-in cover. So you were stuck with that cover for the duration of the planner, which did not bother me. I'm not someone who's like excited about changing my planner cover really ever. I'm much more likely to just change my entire planner versus change the cover. But I thought that was cool. That said, I'm not sure. I guess time is going to tell on this one because this feels very different than the old vegan leather. The old one felt almost like a piece of leather. This is like a leather-like touch on cardboard, and I could see how it would fairly easily get bent or beaten up. I mean, maybe I'm underestimating it. I haven't used it or thrown it in my bag yet to tell, but I'm a little bit dubious. The good news is the snap-in seems to work well. Like, I haven't had any issues where it's trying to come off or anything like that. And for someone who wants to interchange their covers, that seems great. Plus, I guess the truth is if it gets terribly beat up, I can switch with another cover. And I'm sure I have some old snap-in covers lying around that I could use, but I don't know that I feel like this is an upgrade personally, but that's probably because I value a durable cover more than I value the ability to change my cover. Okay, so opening it up, beautiful vellum page, and then it says Life Planner. My favorite thing about Erin Condren planners is the paper. I mean, yes, they're colorful, they're pretty, they have some great custom options, their layouts are functional, but the reason I go back and back and back to Erin Condren is the paper is just this luscious 80-pound textured mohawk paper. It's bright white. It smells amazing. I mean, that's weird, but I love how it smells, especially when I first get it. And it works so well with every gel pen, every highlighter, everything, that I just keep coming back for more. So that's kind of my favorite thing about Erin Condren planners, in addition to the detailed graphics that go throughout and a lot of the layouts I find very, very functional. Okay, so walking through, our first tab says 2023, 2024, and then there are little mini calendars that go all the way from July 2023 to December of 2024. I find these very useful. I'll put school calendars in there, plan vacations way ahead of time, etc. I have to request my time off significantly in advance, and having a layout like this helps me do it. So I really appreciate that they have that in there. And then there's a page that has 12 kind of boxes where you could put different types of goals or you could put something for each month. There is kind of an inspirational quote on the top, and there are several of those throughout, which if I really had to weigh in, I'd probably erase them all and just keep the graphics and get rid of the quotes because I would like, I don't know, I want to be able to set my own quotes or my own vibes to my planner. But at the same time, it's not offensive and it doesn't bother me. And I'm very good at ignoring planner elements I don't like if they have a lot of things I do like. So we'll just leave that at that. So this is a nice functional layout where you could put goals for each month, or you could put, you know, 12 different lists of something else. So I love that they leave things very open-ended. That's one great thing about Erin Condren. Then there's a graphical divider page within each month. And then each month has a different color theme with a little bit of artwork or sprinkled around the top, which is beautiful. I love it. And again, I'm not like a planner decorator, so this is just enough kind of fun for me. We have their very functional dashboard page, which has a blank page on the left, which I think is a great place to do monthly goals. And that's what I do in my goal setting notebook. And then on the right, this really cool place where you could put different lists. I love that none of them are labeled. In so many planners, you know, one of them would say like highlights and one of them would say, I don't know, priorities. And in this planner, nothing is labeled. I get to decide what I want these to be. And that open-endedness is actually more rare than you would think. To have the structure, but then be able to decide how it's being used, I think is fantastic. So they have that. And then there are pages for the week. And they have the lovely color themes, which I really like. I like a little bit of rainbow in my planners, even if I don't like the quotes. And there's some holidays listed. Seems like it's pretty inclusive, multiple religions, multiple cultures included here. And the hourly layout goes from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m., but there's a blank space at the top and a blank space at the bottom. So I think it would be pretty functional. The only thing I wonder is that right now I do kind of like to have a box going all the way across the bottom for our dinner, a box for kids' activities, and then a box for my workout. It might get a little bit tight, but it probably would be okay. Probably my use of this planner is that any evening activity I would just put in the 6 p.m. box, and then I'd use the 7 p.m. area for kids' activities and the bottom part for our dinners. So I'd have to repurpose a little bit, and I would love a tiny bit more. I wouldn't mind the squares being a little bit smaller, although I'm sure other people would mind, and to have a little bit more open-ended under each column because there are certain things I just like to kind of have tracked throughout my week. But I'm sure I could make it work. And then that just kind of repeats throughout. But at the end of the planner, and the reason why, as I mentioned, I think this could be a viable kind of goal planner replacement is there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There are 5 pages of line note pages, and there are 5 quintiles in a year. So maybe not a coincidence. No, I'm just kidding. I don't think Erin Condren knows about my quintiles. But I mean, I think that's just super helpful. And perhaps, I mean, maybe it's lacking a little bit in terms of extra collections and lists, but like a lot of times there'll be a notes page after a month. Like, so after July, there's a full spread. I think if I really made use of every notes page that was available here, I could probably put most of my goal setting content in addition to all of my kind of weekly planning content. And that would be really, really cool, making double duty use of this versatile book. In the back, there are 3 pages of stickers, which I always forget to use, but maybe this year I'll use them more. Oh, 4 pages of stickers. Sorry. The first page is like more like flags and little decorative items. The next one's a little functional. Like it has like this week and little habit trackers in there. Canceled stickers, rescheduled stickers. That's kind of useful. I like that. And you don't have to cross it off. You can use a pretty gilded sticker instead. Then there's some happy birthday and let's party stickers. And then finally on the last page, there are kind of some plain tags. This planner is definitely joyous looking, somewhat probably feminine skewing. And if you have a very conservative office, the interior might get you some looks. But the exterior, if you go with the plain leather cover, I mean, you can see the tabs are in color, but it does look more professional from the outside. I mean, it probably depends on the environment. Some people are really in places where they just need a little black book and that's all they can get away with. And I understand that. But for my purposes, this is totally fine. And actually, I'll be happy to show this off to any trainee or colleague that sees it. So yeah, that is the Erin Condren Life Planner that I decided to purchase and try. And I am going to use it starting in July. I don't know that I'm going to abandon my current goals planner because I really like it and I kind of want to complete it to the end of the year, but I might start, even though it might be a little bit redundant, putting the goals in here as well so I can have them for easy reference. So there you have it, the Erin Condren Life Planner release. I was not disappointed by this one. Some people, you know, feel like the brand has changed in character a little bit, but I don't feel like there's been a big issue with quality or options, and I'm excited for them to keep growing and changing. And I'm excited I finally got to go to their store, even if that particular store has now closed after I got to see it. But yeah, I'm excited to see what they come up with in the future and what feedback they'll get to the small changes they've made this year and going forward. So if you are an Erin Condren user, share. I'd love to hear about it. I am not an affiliate, by the way. I purchased both of these. I did purchase the Erin Condren with like some referral points. I had to pay some of my own money and use some points. If you're interested in using my code, I'll include it in the show notes if you just want to support the show and allow me to order more samples to tell you all about. Otherwise, feel free to use any other influencer that's like an actual affiliate because I'm not in that program specifically. All right, have a wonderful week. Let me know if you're planning any planner shifts for the mid-year. Keep the discussion about technology coming, and I'll be back next week with a guest episode and then a Q&A episode after that. All right, happy planning and have a wonderful week.
This podcast is part of the Sound Advice FM network. Sound Advice FM, women's voices amplified.